This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free here. We're launching into the third hour of the live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
And you can also call us on Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. Apparently somebody was having trouble, and they called into the Genesis Communications Network, which is our network, saying they couldn't get through on Skype. I have no indication that Skype is doing anything working or that is not working correctly tonight. It looks like it's doing fine. We had Hung Like Jesus on there before, so make sure you get the username correct, and you also have to send a request first. I don't always clarify that on the air. You won't be able to call us on Skype unless you send a request first, and the username is lrn.fm. So we'll talk to Tom in Nashua, then we'll get to the economics in one lesson chapter that we're supposed to talk about tonight about exports. But Tom, you're on Free Talk Live first. Go ahead.
At noon on January the 3rd, the new Congress got sworn in, and they are, you know, some new members, such as here in New Hampshire, former New Hampshire Governor Maggie Hassan is now United States Senator Maggie Hassan. And so with the occasion of the protests over the executive order banning people from entering the United States from those seven countries.
Yeah.
It raises the question, by the way. I mean, it was totally legal. They got their visa totally legal. They boarded a perfectly legal when they boarded the plane, but now it's against the law for them to enter the United States. What are they supposed to do? Hijack the plane back to their home country? You know, but they were already on the plane.
I don't know. That's a good question. What happens to the person who's basically been screwed over? They were planning to come back to the United States or already on their way to visit here when the law was changed, or the not law was changed, but the executive order was issued Friday night, resulting in all this chaos. You know, what do you have to do? Do you then have to pay for your own ticket back, or is the U.S. federal government going to buy the ticket for you?
Based on what I was reading last night, it made it sound like, you know, the airlines were putting the passengers back on the plane and they'll figure it out later.
Huh. Now, the other issue here is that I use this as an occasion to go on the website of new United States Senator Hassan of New Hampshire, and the website is senate.gov. It's the senator's last name, .senate.gov, or the house.gov. And email them with the protest, because it's one thing to show up at an airport and have a show a sign to some people who don't really have any control over what's doing it. Don't forget to tell Senator Hassan or the new senators and new representatives elected where you live, the so-called representatives, to tell them what and the approach that I'm using is to tell them to stop funding the U.S. Border Patrol if they're going to be misused for this purpose. And the Customs and Border Protection goons at the airport simply shut down that bureaucracy.
So you're saying that would be one way to push back against the Trump order banning immigration. Yeah, it probably would be, but they would likely not put forth something like that because no politician wants to stand against law enforcement.
And chances are it's not actually the member of Congress reading the emails. It's probably some intern or an aide or a page or someone. And then you may or may not get some kind of, you know, form letter response to where they'll you know, like, oh, you used the word this, so let's find that response we have that, you know, corresponds to that topic.
Oh, yeah, I've gotten that where they got totally wrong and, you know, what the thing was about and everything. But, yeah, it's time to, you know, you do that, too, you know, in addition to going out and doing whatever protesting or calling. Some people would, like, call up a radio talk show and go on the air and sound off about what they think about it. You know, I don't know. You know anybody like that?
Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's rare that I agree with what Tom calls in about, but I got to say that, you know, it doesn't hurt to contact these people, although you could argue it's a waste of time if they're not reading it. It, you know, there are a lot of other ways you could waste your time, I guess is what I'm saying.
Right.
guys, this is apropos of nothing probably, but I read today that some of those robocalls that you've probably gotten.
Sure, where everybody's gotten them.
You answer the phone and there's a pleasant female voice that says, "Oh, hi, can you hear me okay?" Have you gotten a call like that where they ask you if you can hear them?
No, I've never gotten that version, but okay, I believe it.
I've gotten a couple where they ask that specific question. Where
voice detection technology would make it easy to do something like that. I mean, the person would then say yes, and then they would know how to respond.
Yeah, well, what I read today, a story, that the purpose of those calls is to capture the answerer affirming something, saying yes or sure, yes, so that they can use the recording of you saying yes to use against you.
Oh my!
After they've billed you for something.
So you mean they would make a false recording? Right. So they would make a false recording using your voice saying yes, where they might say, "Well, Mr. Smith, can we come over and install a new roof on your house today?" Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So if you
that's
get one of those robocalls and they say, "Can you hear me?" or they ask you a question that the logical response to is yes, just hang up.
Yeah.
Or advice. Say, "I can hear you."
Mm. Or yeah, I can hear you. Are you
now,
a robot?
Is there evidence that that's happening, Johnny Ray, or is that, you know, kind of a speculative? This is something they could be doing.
No, there was in the story that I read. There was a man who had been defrauded specifically that way.
Wow. All right, so economics in one lesson, chapter 12, the drive for exports is what it's called here, and I got to say, this for me was one of the kind of. Most of the chapter has been pretty self-explanatory for me so far in Economics in One Lesson, which is, by the way, a book that you can read for free. It's available in PDF form. Just, you know, Google Economics in One Lesson. The author is Henry Hazlitt, written back in the 1940s. And, you know, a lot of these are ideas that are going to stand the test of time. And I don't know, you know, this one's just kind of a little different for me. It's all about exports, and the big claim up front here is that it's exports that pay for imports and vice versa. The greater exports we have, the greater imports we must have if we ever expect to get paid. And then they end up talking about how you need to have, you know, British pounds if you want to order stuff from Great Britain, and vice versa. Great Britain needs to have American dollars if they want to order stuff from the United States.
It does, but, yeah. I think it's needlessly complex, this rationale that he's making.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see that it necessarily has to be true that you have to have an equal amount of exports and imports.
Right, and that's one of the claims is, we can't have a trade deficit. Well, there's no such thing as a trade deficit because you're either sending products or money.
Or money. That was the thing that I was thinking of.
And those two things are always going to equal whatever the amount of imports are. So there's no such thing as a trade deficit. And even if there is, it's not always a bad thing.
Right.
As the late Dr. Mark Feldman used to say, "I've got a trade deficit with my barber. He's given me a lot of haircuts, and I've never given him anything other than money."
Right. But it's still a valuable relationship. I've heard the same example used about the grocery store.
Yeah.
I mean, how much stuff does the grocery store buy from you? But is that an unhealthy relationship that you have with them? No, it's not.
No.
Well, which is why Daryl mentioned the dollars, and that's the other thing. That's what's leaving your pocket in the grocery store. So they are getting dollars from you, not as many as, you know, every other customer in the store or whatever, but ultimately it's the customers are exporting their dollars from their wallet and importing the the groceries. But of course, you know, we're just looking at a micro level there. When you look at the larger level, like look at Hong Kong, I think that's an interesting example because Hong Kong is basically, it's not really a country, but it's sort of ranked separately on the rankings
of
economic freedom.
Right, it's an autonomous region of China.
And so they've kind of, you know, they're a more free place. In fact, arguably the most free economically in the entire world. But yet, Hong Kong itself doesn't actually have any real natural resources unless you want to count rock and salt water. So, you know, they have to import a whole lot of stuff in Hong Kong. Now, they are exporting, too, because they're using the imports to create products and, you know, export those from there. But let's continue with the discussion about exports in the book, Economics in One Lesson. You can join us here as well, 855-450-FREE. That's our number, Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us right here on the live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype And the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
By the way, you can go to saveitpurse.com, save big time on your purchases at Amazon. Daryl, you were just telling me before the show tonight that you locked in a 30% discount.
30% discount and
in record time.
Just over an hour.
Incredible. Over at saveitpurse.com, what was the item that you were saving big time on?
Spiritine and coconut milk powder.
Wow.
Items that I put in my daily smoothies.
Smoothies. Okay.
Is it like spiritine like creatine?
No, spiritine is spirulina, and protein and coconut milk powder is exactly what it sounds like. It's coconut milk powder.
Now, like health food stuff's normally pretty expensive. If you can get a 30% discount on health food stuff, you're actually doing really, really well.
Yes.
Now, that's actually close to the maximum discount you can receive at saveitpurse.com, correct, which is 33%. Now, there's a small portion of that percentage that will be given to the folks over at Save It Purse, so you know you don't save all 33%, but so they take a cut. But you're still saving big time.
I'm still saving nearly $20 on this purchase.
Yeah, it's incredible, and all because you paid with Bitcoin.
Yes.
You paid with cryptocurrency over at saveitpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. If you're going to buy stuff online, why wouldn't you want to save 10 to 30%? Because you can do that, and it's pretty easy to do with Save at Purse. Saveatpurse.com. Let's continue here. We'll get to your calls in a moment, but more on the drive for exports. Chapter 12 in the book, Economics in One Lesson. What was so kind of confusing to me, and I really had to kind of think about this, was the book claims here that there needs to be this balance of goods when it comes to exports and imports. And it talks about that, but it doesn't really seem to at least openly include that money can be that good that is being traded. Like whenever I think about goods and trade, you think, oh, well, there's this amount of, products are leaving, this amount of products are coming in. And when you think about product, you don't think that money could be that thing that is being traded. And so it gets a little bit murky.
Well, he does explicate that in one paragraph where he talks about the gold standard. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I did read that, but I don't remember exactly what it said.
Well, he says that in times where a gold standard existed, an international gold standard existed, I think he said, that mitigated the balance of payments problems. But he says that gold could be just any other commodity. So it's just, it can be seen and accounted for in the same way that he was saying that exports equal imports.
Of the goods and such.
Yeah, goods and so forth.
And of course, whether it's gold or Bitcoin now, this was written in the 1940s. Now we have the ability to, you don't have to change currencies around if you don't want to. If I'm going to buy something, like I bought some Bitcoin accepted here stickers. So like local businesses have a Bitcoin accepted here sticker up on their front door or the cash register. Those actually came from Eastern Europe, I think. And I forget which country it was, but
Wait, the stickers?
Yeah, the stickers.
Okay.
They were printed and shipped here from Eastern Europe, and I paid for them in Bitcoin. I didn't have to worry about, changing out to Swiss francs or whatever it is in order to do that. So, some of the stuff that Hazlitt's talking about here, this was written a long time ago before the idea of a truly international currency, which is, of course, Bitcoin. But I was giving the example of Hong Kong, where they have virtually no natural resources in Hong Kong. The only thing that they have there is the freedom to create and the ability to, relative to the rest of the world, they're the number one freest economy. And so, they import a bunch of stuff. They export some stuff, obviously, but it would seem that as far as product is concerned, that Hong Kong must import more than they export. They would have to, right? Like if they're importing raw materials or whatever in order to build stuff that they then end up exporting, they're also having to import food in order to
correct
to feed the population. And so clearly there's a trade imbalance or whatever by when you look at product.
Right.
But when you add money to the picture, that's what evens it out. Right?
Correct.
Okay. So
the way that I thought of Bitcoin, too, when I was reading the chapter, and I forgot what I was getting ready to say.
That's all right. Daryl, any thoughts on exports?
No, you know, all of my thoughts have basically already been said, and, you know, Hazlitt, he just seems to kind of miss the mark. He's not very far off the mark, but he seems to consistently be missing the mark.
Throughout the book?
Throughout the book. To where, you know, he sounds really good on something, and then he says, but not all tariffs are bad. Sometimes we need them because blah, 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 blah.
Right. And then he'll, he'll walk back a few steps on that. He does address later in the chapter this idea of governments loaning money through
federal
aid.
Yeah, that was the major focus of the second part of the chapter.
I found that more understandable.
What I was going to say was just the part about... He says in the beginning, in the opening of the chapter, he says that exports basically equal imports, and if we want foreign buyers, then they are going to have dollars to buy our products with. So we will have to buy stuff from them so that they get our dollars in order that the whole process can be reciprocated. And that's
needlessly complicated.
That's what I got needlessly complex written down right there.
Right.
I think, yeah, Bitcoin and money and gold can just wipe all that out. I think that whole argument...
Plus, if they want to buy dollars, they can just buy dollars. You know, you don't have to jump through the hoop of having to have exports in order for a country to buy the dollars. You'd
right.
be exporting
and
the dollars in that case.
I've traveled enough to where I know that, you know, it's not incredibly difficult to find this place called a international currency exchange.
Yeah.
To where you say, I've got a bunch of fill-in-the-blank currency, I would like to get some fill-in-the-blank other currency. And then they'll facilitate the transaction for you.
So, but like you said, the bulk of the chapter is him talking about these loans from the government or subsidies to other countries on the idea that some of that money will be used to buy American products, and he points out there that that still means that people in America are losing because a lot of that money won't necessarily get spent on the products, and further, it won't be spent in the way the people wanted to spend it, or how they would have spent it individually.
Yeah, and he's saying that often it's not even paid back. But the argument is that even if it isn't paid back, they've still got those dollars over there because we've given out this aid or we've made these loans. So the dollars are in another country, which is going to catalyze or facilitate these exports that we love so much. But Hazlitt's point is, if you don't get, that's fine as far as it goes. That's fine if you loan them the money.
If you loan them your own money, it's fine.
If money is loaned and it's paid back, it's fine. But if it's not paid back, it's not made any better the fact that they now have dollars that they're going to send to you because you're just giving away the products.
Yep.
By loaning them the money to pay for it.
More coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us. This is Free Talk Live, whether it's economics, immigration, or whatever's on your mind. The live Sunday edition continues here. 855-450-FREE is our number.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef. What's for supper? Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie.info. Let's fix it.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The Live Sunday edition here, toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you in studio. Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, if you want to help Free Talk Live, go shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage, a portion of the sales. And it's a different way to buy. Obviously, we talked about save at purse for people with cryptocurrency. But if you aren't willing to spend your cryptocurrency and you just want to shop normal, then you go to shop.freetalklive.com and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Very, very simple, and it makes a difference for us. So, again, once again, shop.freetalklive.com. Johnny Ray, you had one more comment on Economics in One Lesson, Chapter 12, the chapter about exports, before we go on to more calls.
Sure. The prevailing opinion today and probably in 1946 is that exports are preferable to imports. And that's Donald Trump wants to fix our economy so that we're sending more than we're getting. Mm-hmm. But the way that I look at it is that imports are the things that we can't get.
We can't produce ourselves
or get at the best price. Mm-hmm. And exports are the things that we've got, you know, a surplus of.
Right.
Because we're especially good at producing this. So we've got all this extra stuff. So if we're importing more in value than we're exporting, then that is a good deal. But Donald Trump wants to reverse that. He wants to, and you know, every politician today, they want you to be because it's the accepted wisdom today, even though I think it's wrong, they want you to be working harder and sending more out and getting less back. imports are great. You have to have exports to pay for your imports, but imports are that's the exotic stuff that you can't get on your own. I look
right,
at
and
it.
In that case, you're exporting your cash. You're exporting your money to get those imports, and the people around the world desire that money. If they didn't, you'd have trouble like Venezuela, where nobody wants the Venezuelan bolivar. They
Correct.
Want, they want business from Venezuelans, but they don't want the country's currency because it's been too debased.
A big part of the chapter is, like you said, tied up in what I think complexities that are specific to our countries. I don't think we should have countries. I think that we should just be dealing with each other on an individual basis, and that having countries and different currencies and so forth just confuses the matter.
I think so.
But if you look at things at the household level, then imports and exports, things make a little more sense the way that Hazlitt explains them than when you start trying to collectivize everybody into a nation that has the potential to throw things really off kilter.
Let's talk to Pam. She's in Wisconsin listening to WCLO in Janesville. Hey, Pam.
Hi.
Hey,
I have a son that's working. He just got sent to Australia working with the insurance company for this Bitcoin. And I just set up a wallet on the Internet for it, although I don't have Internet. But what I understand is that there's our biggest problem is in taxes and in interest. And
I am a little confused. Hold on. Before you go on, you said that you got a Bitcoin wallet, but you don't have Internet.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of calling him. He's calling me. He just left. He's been set up for this.
Okay, but you pretty much, I mean, you can have a Bitcoin wallet with no internet, and, like, you can have what's called a paper wallet, where you print out a QR code, and then you can have people send Bitcoin to your wallet, but ultimately, to actually access that Bitcoin to do something with it, like use it to buy something, or transfer it to your son, or whatever it was you wanted to do with it, you will at some point have to get online.
Correct.
Right, I will. And I didn't, all I did was set it up.
Okay.
It's a Wall Street deal, isn't it?
No, nope.
Is it sold on Wall Street right now?
No, I
think the Winklevoss twins did get some kind of like hedge funds or ETF or something.
But Bitcoin itself is not
Bitcoin
traded.
Bitcoin itself is
well,
not
it
traded.
It started at 12 cents per Bitcoin or per whatever one unit of Bitcoin.
It actually started at near zero.
The very first transaction
was...
It's up
to 900 now.
Yes, that's correct.
Very first recorded Bitcoin transaction was somebody sent 10,000 Bitcoin for two large pizzas.
Yeah, that's right. And that was way back. So what was the other point you were making there? So I kind of missed that.
Well, it has to do with making a contract for the original amount that you want to give for products or services. And there's a real interesting book on the New York Times best-selling author, John Sanford and Stein, for called Saturn Run. And it's fictional, but it's so right on with this Bitcoin philosophy of you make a contract, and because you can only, it's like, it has to do with the numbers of the zeros for the amount of Wi-Fi that can be used, and it's only a trillion.
I got to say that I'm a fairly technically adept person, and the words you're throwing out together don't make any sense to me. So I don't know. Maybe you're pretty new.
You understand that when we in 2000, they thought they were going to have the Wi-Fi shut down or the computer energy.
Oh, you're talking about the end of the year, 1999 to
2000.
The Y2K. Yeah, the Y2K bug, as it was called. That had nothing to do with Wi-Fi, so I can understand why you're kind of throwing out some terms.
No, it had to do with the zeros in the amount of currency that could be used.
No, it had to do with the date on the computer, and that some computers were only programmed to have a two-digit date to reflect the year rather than a four-digit date, and so a lot of computers kind of back ends had to be upgraded. The software had to be changed in order to handle that. Absolutely nothing to do with Wi-Fi or zeros in currency or Bitcoin, which didn't come out until nearly a decade later in 2008-2009 range. So it seems that you do have some concepts maybe a little mixed up here, but I think it's great that... Yeah, I think it's great that you're getting into Bitcoin. Bitcoin.
Well, I got a wallet, mm-hmm. and it cost me. In fact, Nate said this that I bought one Bitcoin. I know it's a series of threes.
Nope.
I bought one for $10.65. And
when was this? When did you do that?
It was. Let's see.
If something like that happened, then you probably bought $10 worth.
Yeah, so you already pointed out.
No, I only have one Bitcoin.
Hold on, Pam. You already pointed out moments ago in your call that Bitcoin is worth $900 per Bitcoin, and then you just said you paid $10 per Bitcoin. So
that's
no.
Because that's I know, but he's the one that's setting it up. He's in Australia with this.
I gotcha. It's just, it's okay. It's a new idea. I'm not trying to come down on you, Pam. I'm just saying you've got some confusion here. You can't buy a $900 Bitcoin for $10.
I know.
You probably bought $10 worth of a Bitcoin, which you can do. You
exactly.
can take Bitcoin down to eight decimal points if you need to. And what I'd recommend that you do is brush up a little bit. Go to Bitcoin.com.
Yeah, eight decimal points. Now,
that's
listen,
right.
That's why I want you to read this John Stanford.
No, I'm not going to have time for it, but thank you for the recommendation. I appreciate it. So, anyway, maybe somebody else out there will take her recommendation. But if you want to actually learn about Bitcoin, you should go to Bitcoin.com. It's a great kind of introduction website that explains the basics of Bitcoin. There's a nice, easy-to-watch video on there. And there is a learning curve when it comes to this stuff. So one of the reasons why there's so much confusion out there is because if somebody goes off half-cocked thinking that they, know something about Bitcoin and they're throwing out terms like Wi-Fi and zeros and $10 for Bitcoin, that was a very confused phone call as far as the topic of Bitcoin.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear that she's got a wallet. That's a good first step, but make sure you at least have a grasp of what it is you're getting into, and also, of course, make sure you back up your wallet so you don't ever lose access to your Bitcoin. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. Info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free in these remaining moments and join us here on the radio waves for this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
I'm Johnny Ray.
And I am Daryl.
And we invite you to the website, freetalklive.com. You know all the features are free there. You can create the content on the front page of the site. You can vote it up, vote down what you like, or vote up what you like, vote down what you don't like. Over there at freetalklive.com, there's a webcam that you can watch when we're live. You can watch the archives later if you want. You can download archives in MP3 form that go back for a decade. There's a ton of features for free over at freetalklive.com. But if you want to get behind the show and what we do here, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It takes only a moment of time to go and sign up with any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Bitcoin, available right there directly on the site at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks. Some cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, which is, in my opinion, the only reason I'm staying on Facebook at the moment. I swear I would love to delete my Facebook, but I feel like I would not be doing a service to the fans of the show if I did that. So I feel like I'm stuck there thanks to the AMP-only Facebook group.
So I've got an interesting question here, and you probably don't know the answer. If you deactivate your Facebook, your personal Facebook account, would you still be able to update the Facebook page for Free Talk Live?
Not with my own account, no.
Okay.
No. It's a reason to use Facebook. It's one of the ones keeping me there. It's because it's good, because it's actually a good group. There's actually posts there on a daily basis, and many of them useful and interesting. So if you want to get access to that, join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com, and help us out. We really do appreciate it. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Dave is in Colorado Springs. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, boys, girls, and assorted malcontent.
Dave, you're still out there in Colorado? How many weeks you've been out there now? It seems like a couple months.
More than 3 weeks, but I'll be back in a few days.
All right. This is Dave Ridley, by the way, from RidleyReport.com. longtime caller to Free Talk Live, one of the most dedicated liberty activists in the state of New Hampshire, having been here, living here most of the year, goes up to Colorado to visit family on a yearly basis. And sometimes you get in a little bit of hot water with the government goons up that way. Dave, whatever ended up happening when you got thrown out of that library, I think that was one of the last times you called into the show. You were trying to go and record what was ostensibly a public meeting, and the goons, security goons in the library, you know, gave you a hard time and tossed you out. You got video of it that you put up over at RidleyReport.com on your YouTube channel. But what ended up happening there after the fact?
Well, the videos never got taken down. There was an attempt on the part of, according to the one of the library brass who answered questions from a reporter, he said that his people, some of his people, had filed a privacy complaint and tried to get the one or more of the videos taken down. However, that was unsuccessful, and all six videos are still up, and the series, the number of hits on the series is about 200,000.
Excellent. So what's the latest? What's going on with you? What are you calling about?
This is unrelated to that. There is a bill coming up at the State House in New Hampshire on February 1st. In fact, a lot of interesting bills, but the one that I'm specifically interested in, being an NH exit person, is the sovereignty resolution. And if you recall, in 2009, there was a thing called HCR 6, which was a resolution sort of based on the Kentucky resolutions of 1798 that helped protect the country from the Alien and Sedition Acts. And this resolution got a crowd of about 300 people, and there was it was a very lively scene, and it did not pass in 2009, but it's coming back up again on the first will be the hearing. And I just wanted to request if people can. I won't be back in town.
Okay, so what is this doing? I'm sorry, not clear on what this proposal is for this year.
It's basically the same as the one in 2009, which just basically outlines conditions under which the United States federal government is not allowed to interact with the states. You can't do this to us. You can't do that to us.
And how many of those things are already being done? How many of the conditions are already being met by the treatment of the federal government?
I don't know the number of things they're doing, but it's more than one, I'm pretty sure. I have read the whole resolution, and for one thing it mentions is martial law, which I don't think technically they're not really doing that to us. But in practice, you know how it is in the United States. They don't necessarily call it what it is. They call it something else, but it's martial law, right? Or they call it something else, but it's interdiction of trade. Or they call it something else, but it's a war. That's their way.
Now, isn't a resolution pretty much useless? Isn't it just them saying, we, the legislature, declare that, so on and so forth about the federal government? Not that anything will actually happen out of it. It's more of like a temperature taking of the state house, basically.
Right. Well, it wasn't useless in 1798. The Kentucky resolutions were effective, and the best indicator of that is the way they were denounced by George Washington, where he said these resolutions, if passed, would lead to disunion.
Okay. I mean, I'm not against.
But again, resolution in and of itself has no teeth.
I don't think so. I didn't see any teeth in it. And but the thing is, I conducted a poll on our Facebook group at NH Exit, and I asked, what do people want? There are three options I can see at the State House. One would be a secession bill of some sort. One would be a constitutional amendment secession. And then the third would be maybe a reintroduction of this HCR 6 that was so popular. And the overwhelming response from the NH Exit activists was they wanted to see a reintroduction of HCR 6. They've got that now. So it's up to us to do what we can to let people know it's happening. And back it up. It wouldn't have been my preference. I'm in favor of a constitutional amendment at this point, because then the people get to vote on it.
Right. Yeah, me too.
And I think actually the bigger hearing on Wednesday, 10 a.m., is on constitutional carry that's already passed the Senate.
Yep.
And
that's going to be packed.
That's going to be packed. That's in Reps Hall, so that's where the 400 reps meet.
Right.
At 1 o'clock, the same time as the hearing for this HCR that Dave called in about, is cannabis decrim, And then at 2 o'clock is taxation and regulation of cannabis.
Well, this is why we need to have multiple activists in the state house on a weekly basis, far more than we currently do. I mean, there's a core group of folks that amount to about 3 or 4 people per day will come out from Keene. We carpool out there and then speak on various places, and we can kind of split up so we can go into different rooms. But there's 20-something committees there.
26 committees in the House and 12 in the Senate, unless they've added one or two.
Right. So ideally, as you've said, Daryl, what we need is somebody to kind of adopt every one of those committees,
yes,
and be there regularly and pay attention to what goes on there and try to kind of round people up to the most important bills. And so I appreciate you paying some attention, Dave. Are you going to be back in time to come speak on that on Wednesday, or are you still going to be out in Colorado?
No, I won't be back in time. I'm doing what I can electronically. But what one thing to mention is that one of the guys from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance says that this is going to be one of the biggest days of the year in that building. So it's really an important, even if you're not interested in the resolution, it's a really important day, if possible, to get to the State House and testify on bills or run a demonstration.
Well, much of our audience needs to get here to New Hampshire is step number one. And if they love liberty, they really ought to get on up here. Dave, you've been here longer than all of us in the room, and obviously you like it here, right? I mean, this has been a good move for you to New Hampshire.
Oh, it's the best move I ever made.
So people want to learn more, if you are a liberty-minded person, if you're a voluntarist, if you're a liberty-loving anarchist, if you're a libertarian, you really owe it to yourself to check this movement out. There's a lot of success that we've already had, and there's more still to come. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com, check out an hour-long documentary that shows why New Hampshire's already the freest place in the United States and why it's going to be even better as thousands more libertarians move here. Go ahead, Dave.
I forgot to mention, if you want information about the hearing, you just go to nhexit.com and it's posted there.
Excellent. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. There was actually a news release that I sent out today. Conan and I are the two chairmen of the New Hampshire Liberty Party, which was a party that Daryl, you and Conan and I founded back in 2012.
Yes.
To provide some competition, much needed competition, to the New Hampshire Liberty Party, to the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, which was kind of languishing at that time. And since then, you've been elected as chairman. Roger Paxton, who was also a Liberty Party member, was elected as vice chairman of the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire, and you guys have managed to turn that ship around in, I think, a really exciting way. And so Conan and I did release a news release today to media and online that we are endorsing cautiously the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire. We're going to keep an eye on things, make sure you guys stick to principle, and we'll be joining up with the Libertarian Party and joining forces from the NH Liberty Party.
Nice.
So looking forward to some of the cool announcements coming in the near future. Check those out at lpnh.org. More coming up tomorrow night. Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.